It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
And good evening from the Leggett and Platt Center in Joplin, Missouri. The Northwest Missouri State women's and men's basketball teams set to get back into action after the mandatory Christmas break, and they'll finish out the season in MIAA play. Tonight it's Missouri Southern, our doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network. Matt Gorder here along with John Coffey. And John, everybody's past that break. Everybody had to take that same break. And for this Northwest Missouri State women's team, prior to that break, Coach Scheel saying it's probably coming at a very good time.
I think definitely. They struggled a little bit going into that break. Hopefully they had a chance to get away for just a little bit, come back, go through some more conditioning drills, and practice game ready for the bulk of the MIAA season coming up, and hopefully come in with a fresh attitude and fresh legs, and see what can happen the rest of the way.
One thing encouraging to look about this place and playing against Missouri Southern, in the past, Northwest women's teams really have played well here, not gotten a lot of wins here, but they've played good basketball here. But it's tough to look at the history when you've got so many new players on the Northwest team.
Oh, that's true. A lot of them don't have any idea about the history here at the Leggett and Platt Center. It seems like one thing when they go up against a Missouri Southern team down here, there's always one player from Missouri Southern who statistically hasn't done much in the season, comes out and has maybe a career game that really has hurt Northwest in these matchups down here.
Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Southern are doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network. This segment is underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company. Northwest alum and KC Beer Company founder Steve Holly has been brewing German-style beer since 2013. Their beer hall and beer garden are in the Waldo neighborhood in South KC. Kansas City Beer Company is also available in bars, restaurants, and retail stores throughout the region. We're back with more from Joplin right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. The right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of their 8 locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 582-2699. And from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealth.com. Support also comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
Back at the Leggett and Platt Center in Joplin, Missouri, as we take a look around the MIAA preparing for our matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Southern. The other games taking place tonight, Lindenwood is in Tahlequah, Oklahoma at Northeastern State. Southwest Baptist will be hosting the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Central Missouri is at home to take on Fort Hays State, and Lincoln travels to the University of Central Oklahoma. All of those doubleheaders. Now, last night, there was one MIAA doubleheader, and Pittsburgh State able to sweep Missouri Western in Pittsburgh, Kansas, winning the women's game 79-56 and the men's game 82-77. A look around the MIAA is brought to you by Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services is available at mymosaiclifecare.org. Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Southern are doubleheader tonight. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team, Buck Scheel. We'll do it right after this timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 mile corner south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks, large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcat pregame show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Welcome back to the pregame show before tonight's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Southern. Joining us now is Northwest head coach Buck Scheel. Buck, you guys coming off of that mandatory break over the Christmas holiday, able to get back on the floor with a few practices and things. Overall, in terms of basketball, how did the break go?
You know, I think it went pretty well. You know, we were, at that time, we were kind of due for a break from each other, kind of a little break from basketball and whatnot. And, you know, it felt like at our practices since we've been back, you know, a lot of the girls just seem refreshed, and you know, that's carried over into practices and things like that. And so, you know, it's going to be nice now to just get right back into the swing of things with conference play and see if we've shown any growth since then.
With so many young players, obviously there's been a lot of teaching going on. Is that kind of one of the reasons why maybe the break was a good thing, to let them relax a little bit off of that?
Yeah, you know, I think at times, especially with freshmen and early at the beginning of their freshman season, you know, they can really get overwhelmed with just the travel and the workload of school and practice and games, and then you throw some travel in there, and then just that added intensity and pressure of conference games as well, you know, it's something brand new for them. And so, you know, I that's why I said I think the break came at a good time. And you know, I feel they are more refreshed than anything, just because it's new to them.
When you take a look at what the team did prior to the break, and you kind of assess the second part of the season basically coming now, what's the focus when you just look at your team, yourself, from here forward?
Well, for us, you know, my biggest focus has been on us going into this weekend, this stretch of games, and not try to overwhelm them with the other team. To really, you know, focus in on the things that we need to do, both as individuals and as a team, and the areas that we are, you know, capable of improving on and responsible for as a team and as individuals. And so, you know, going into today's game, that's been my biggest focus. You know, we've discussed some things and walk through some things with Southern, with some of their main things that they do. But, you know, at the end of the day, we've got to be better. We've got to be a better version of us than what we have been.
With this Southern team, it's a team traditionally that has had some threats outside, has some good physical play inside. They've got a couple of players back that I know fans will recognize. But what does this year's Southern team bring to the table?
Well, they've got a group of their starting five is very, very tough. They play very hard. Two of their starting five, I think, are in the top 10 in the conference in scoring right now and have been putting up some good numbers, especially later into the into that first semester once they got healthy. And you know, this venue is a place where we've played well in the past but just haven't been able to, you know, pull out that win. And so, you know, coming into today, you know, our girls know and understand that it's going to take a full 40 minutes and it's going to have to be a hard-nosed game and be competitive right from the start, because once you dig a hole, it's going to be really hard to get out with just how hard this team plays.
That's Buck Scheel, Northwest women's coach. We'll be back with the starting lineups right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veer Toller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop. The bookstore, located inside the Union, opens at 10 a.m. on Saturdays, and the Spirit Shop inside Bearcat Stadium opens with the gates on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at BarnesBakerAutomotive.com. Support also comes from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Marymark Shopping Center, Brown's offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Twisted X, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641. Also from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information is available from Jeff Barlow at 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators in 2018. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Pregame Show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Kit Joplin, as we take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's matchup between the Northwest Missouri State women and Missouri Southern. First for the Lions, and head coach Ronnie Russell coming in with a record of 5-7 overall, 2-2 in the MIAA. Drew Clark is a 5'7" junior guard out of Collinsville, Oklahoma, leads the team in assists with 28. Juliana Wadsworth is a 5'8" senior guard out of Oswego, Illinois, comes in leading the team in steals with 11. Chelsea Henry at 5'10", she is a junior guard out of Neosho, Missouri. Desiree Berge is a 6-foot junior forward out of Webb City, Missouri, leading the team in scoring and rebounding, averaging 21 points and 9.5 rebounds a game. And Jensen Maydu is a 5'11" senior out of Pratt, Kansas, leading the team in blocks with 9, also leads the team with 21 three-pointers made so far this year. On the other side for Coach Buck Scheel and the Northwest women, Jalen Haggard, the 5'5 freshman guard out of St. Joseph. Mallory McConkey at 5'9". She is a freshman guard from Guilford, Missouri in South Nottoway High School. Mallory McAndrews is a 5'7" guard out of St. Joseph. Tanya Meyer at 5'10". She is a senior forward from Sioux City, Iowa. And Kehlani Maiaba getting the start tonight, the 6-foot junior from Garden Grove, California. There are your starters. Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Southern are matchup. We'll be back with the tip right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken, and sides for lunch or dinner. And from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info is available at 562-7562 or MarylandVilleMoReAlestate.net. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community, U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More at 660-241-5001. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support also comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel products that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Also from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years, the entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and 4 locations in St. Joseph.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
Back at the Liggett and Platt Center in Joplin, Missouri, as they introduce the starters in front of the crowd here, Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Southern. While we have a moment, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Coming up a little bit later on this evening after this women's game will be the men's matchup. And John, the Bearcat men, of course, coming in with an undefeated record to this point. And also, before break, coming off of their most impressive win of the year, beating Lincoln Memorial in Owensboro, Kentucky, in what was just an overall impressive ball game by the Bearcats.
Oh, it certainly was. It was a 4-point game at halftime. They came out in the second half, went on a 27-4 run to start the second half and just put things away. The final score really not indicative of how dominant the Bearcats were in that game, and a very impressive game, the way the Bearcats played defense. Great game for Chris Ebu and Dow. He stepped up and played very well. And Lincoln, one that a lot of Division II fans and teams around the nation took note of. About a 1-4 teams in the nation, and the Bearcats ranked number one really put a hold on that number one spot with that big win against Lincoln Memorial.
And while that was a big individual win and what I guess over the course of a season you could call a sprint with that one game, now really comes the marathon and the grind to the MIAA.
A lot of big games coming up. This one tonight with Missouri Southern, a team that handed the Bearcats their last loss back here in Joplin a year ago. So I'm sure Coach McCullum and coaching staff using that maybe as a little bit of incentive coming into tonight's matchup with this Missouri Southern team that's off to not quite the type of season that they've had in the past. They're 7-6 and 2-2 in conference play, but they've got a lot of playmakers and some players to watch for in tonight's game.
You know, one of the things with Missouri Southern, and we actually had a chance to see them in person in Quincy, Illinois, but they didn't look great in that ball game. But there's something about this building that makes that men's team play amazing.
Well, they play some amazing games against Northwest here and against some other teams. They get a lot of fan support now. The students are gone, so with Christmas break still going on here, but they get a lot of response from the community to come in, make a lot of noise, and this really is a fun atmosphere to play basketball in. And the Missouri 17 fairly react well to that.
Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Southern are doubleheader here tonight, and two teams going to get some final words from their head coaches, and it looks like they were just pointing out to Coach Scheel that it may take a second because the shot clock and game clock that's above the basket that Northwest will be shooting at is not functioning right now, so they're going to have the two teams head over, or stay on the sidelines, I should say, until they get that clock functioning. And they're working on it as we speak, but this is something that just happens. You know, it's neat to have all the electronics and the new amenities and everything that we're seeing over the course of the years added to basketball, but that just means there's more opportunities for errors.
That's true. With electronics, computers, and different things that you run across, they're great when they work, but sometimes you need a good hammer on some of these stuff at times to get things to, back where they're working. And one of the things that it does here, it kind of takes away the momentum leading up to tip-off time, and both teams try to gear things up where they're ready to go right at the start of tip. Now they kind of have to sit back and watch as far as getting this equipment malfunction ready to go. It kind of takes away a little bit of that, momentum or adrenaline that the two teams have to start a ball game.
Coach Ronnie Russell, the head coach of Missouri Southern, is one that's over there trying to help out, and it looks like they've got it up and going now. So we'll be able to get this ball game started, but that isn't something that's just this location. I think we've seen it in many, many locations over the years. And heck, even down at Municipal, we saw a slam dunk that broke the support cables, or the safety cables, I should say, of the shot clock. But we're ready to go. Kehlani Ma'aba in the center circle across from Desiree Berge. The ball is in the air, and the tip controlled by Missouri Southern. They'll move left to right as we view it here at the Leggett and Platt Center. Jensen Maydu at the top of the key, works it out to the right side. Drew Clark with it there, closely guarded by Jalen Haggard. Now gets a screen, goes on a drive, and hits the layup. So the first points of the ball game go to Missouri Southern. Northwest with their first possession. Mallory McAndrews in the left corner, inside to Ma'aba, shot off the glass too strong. Rebound on the backside for Maydu. Pass ahead to Clark. Clark drive down the right side of the lane. Shot blocked away by Ma'aba. It goes out of bounds underneath. And Missouri Southern will keep possession. Just over 30 seconds into it here. An inbound coming on the baseline left. Clark steps out. Inbounds it over to the left side for Chelsea Henry. Her first touch of the game. She drives through the lane. Goes up with a runner. No good. Maydu tips the rebound. Out to Berge at the free throw line, who drives and hits the shot on the right side. Desiree Berge with her first 2 points. It's 4-0, Missouri Southern. Northwest Missouri State with the ball. McConkey on the left wing. Down to the baseline with the dribble. Out to the left wing. Gets it for Tanya Meyer. Now cross court right side. Haggard to McAndrews. Now to McConkey. Haggard, top of the key. Haggard waiting for some movement. Now gets a screen from Ma'aba. Gets it to her. Top of the key. A three on the way. Off the back of the rim. The rebound tip. Tanya Meyer comes away with it after Drew Clark got a fingertip on it for Southern. Right side. Long three from McAndrews. No good. The rebound tip this time by Maydu and picked up by Clark from Missouri Southern. Pass ahead to Henry. Down to the baseline. Up with the shot off the glass. No good. Ma'aba will chase down the rebound and get the outlet to Haggard. Haggard works with it on the right side, hesitates, now drives past Clark, underhanded layup, no good. But Jalen Haggard draws the foul and will go to the free throw line to shoot two for Northwest. Drew Clark called for the first foul of this game.
I think it'll be important for Northwest to get off to a good start in this game, especially on the road. They've struggled in first quarters in a lot of their road matchups this season. If they can hang with Missouri Southern early in this one, it could be a good game down the stretch.
First free throw for Haggard is good. She is now 16 of 24 at the line this season. Second free throw for Haggard, also good. So that will cut the Missouri Southern lead in half, as it's a 4-2 game. And Missouri Southern now with the basketball. Over to the right side is Juliana Wadsworth. Wadsworth down the left side of the lane, wearing one of those face masks, as it comes out to Drew Clark. Clark to the top of the key. Henry on the drive. Up with the runner. Off the glass. Good for Chelsea Henry. First points for Henry. 6-2. The lead for Missouri Southern. Now Mahaba with it on the perimeter. Over to the right side to McAndrews for Northwest. To Meyer. Top of the key. McConkey. She goes on a drive. Spins into the lane. Underneath Mahaba. Up with the shot and good. Great recognition there by McConkey. To see that the defender, Desiree Berge, came off of Mahaba, she found the open player, and it's 6-4. Southern with the lead in the basketball. Now a drive by Henry through the lane. Left-handed shot this time is good. Chelsea Henry, who averages 16.5 points a game for the Lions, with 4, and it's an 8-4 lead for Missouri Southern. Mahaba with it for Northwest Missouri State to Haggard, right side, a 3 from the wing. Nothing but net for Jalen Haggard. First three-pointer of the game makes it a one-point lead for Missouri Southern. Southern also with the basketball. Drew Clark on the right wing. Gets a screen from Berge. Steps back. Thought about a three. Now gives it for Henry. Henry with a couple of dribbles. Gives it back to Clark. Clark wants to drive. Cut off by McConkey. Now back to Henry. Henry at the top of the key with the dribble. Trying to go down the left side of the lane. Cut off. Skips it across right side. Drew Clark takes on a three. Dribbles into the lane. Up with the floater, and it's good for Drew Clark.
So far, Missouri Southern getting very good looks at the basketball. I think all their points at this point coming in the paint, and Northwest needs a little bit better job keeping them from getting inside.
10-7 the lead for Southern. Northwest with the basketball. McConkey on the left wing. Between the circles for Haggard. On to the right side, Meyer. Meyer steps back, takes a three over Maydew. It's off the back of the rim, and Maydew with the rebound. It's the outlet for Drew Clark. She'll work it ahead. Right side, Henry on the baseline. Bump goes to the floor, and an offensive foul. Nope. Stepped on the baseline. So Henry turns it over to Northwest. And that will get Maria Dentlinger into the lineup for the Bearcats, taking the place of Kehlani Mahaba. There was contact under the bucket, and a couple of the fans wanted a foul call, but the step on in the baseline came before the contact.
We've got some vocal fans that always sit behind us here at the Leggett Flat Center. Didn't take them long to get into the game.
Haggard takes the three. Top of the key. It's off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound to Wadsworth. Guides the long pass ahead to Chelsea Henry, but overthrows that pass. So another turnover. We'll give it back to Northwest Missouri State. 10-7, Missouri Southern with a lead over Northwest. And now Zoe Hayward will check into the lineup. Takes the place of Mallory McConkey. 6:05 to play in the first quarter. Northwest Missouri State with a chance to tie the game with a three. Down by three. Haggard over to the right. Hayward makes the pass on the wing. Now to the left side, McAndrews. McAndrews gives it up for Haggard. Now to Meyer between the circles. On to the right for Hayward. Hayward will dribble with it to the free throw line. Kick it out to Haggard left side. Now McAndrews inside to Meyer, posting up. Meyer in the lane, up with the shot, no good. Rebound on the right side for Desiree Berge from Missouri Southern. To Drew Clark. Clark going to take it all the way. Layup on the left side, good for Drew Clark. Clark, who averages 9 points a game, already with 6. That's half of the Missouri Southern points. That's a 12-7 lead for the Lions. Northwest Missouri State with a basketball. Haggard into the left corner for Hayward. Hayward inside to Meyer. Meyer with a couple of dribbles, looked to kick it out, but a foul call. And Northwest well inbound on the baseline left. Jensen Maydew picks up her first. The second team foul against Missouri Southern. Now Macy Williams into the lineup, taking the place of Jalen Haggard for Northwest Missouri State. Jasmine Green comes into the lineup as well. She replaces Juliana Wadsworth. Inbound to Meyer, left side. Hands it for Macy Williams. Williams has it knocked away. It goes out of bounds, and it will belong to Missouri Southern. I think it got a piece of Hayward on its way out of bounds. And the Lions will have it. 5:09 to play in the first quarter. 12-7. the lead for Missouri Southern. Lions get it to the right side for Henry. She wants to drive again. Goes up with a shot, no good, but does draw a foul. So Chelsea Henry will go to the free throw line for two. Foul is on Zoe Hayward. That's her first. And Henry to the line. With the way she drives, you can imagine she gets to the line a lot. She does. She's 46 of 54 from there this year. And her first free throw here is good. 5 points in the ball game for Henry. It's a 13-7 lead for Missouri Southern. In for Northwest comes Kylie Coleman. Morgan Brightwell checks in for Missouri Southern. And Kehlani Ma'aba comes back in for Northwest as well. McAndrews and Meyer went to the sideline for Coach Buckshiel. The second free throw by Henry is also good. So she hit both on that trip. Makes it a 14-7 game. Southern with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. On the left side is Coleman. One dribble for her, and now an offensive foul away from the ball as Hayward was trying to get open for the pass. An illegal screen is called against Hayward. And it brings us to a timeout. 14-7 Missouri Southern with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. 4:55 to play in the first quarter. We're back after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks and offering hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout Bearcat Nation. More at ssmhealth.com.
Following the timeout, a quick drive by Chelsea Henry and a foul on Zoe Hayward. That'll be her second. The foul just prior to the timeout was called on Macy Williams. It's a 14-7 game. Missouri Southern with the lead over Northwest Missouri State, 4:44 to play in the first quarter. Inbound for Missouri Southern to Henry in the right corner. Drives on the baseline, shot over a double team, no good. Rebound knocked loose. Coleman chases it down for Northwest. On a fast break, out to Haggard left side. Hesitates, goes up with a shot from 17, and it's good for Jalen Haggard. Haggard with 7 of the 9 Northwest Missouri State points. The Bearcats trail by 5. Missouri Southern with it. Drew Clark, top of the key, leaves it for Brightwell. A couple of dribbles for her. Now on a backdoor cut, a nice pass. Jasmine Green hits the layup. First points for Green, 16-9, the lead for Missouri Southern. Ma'aba between the circles, over to the left side for Coleman. Coleman to Dentlinger, underneath Ma'aba, wide open. Dentlinger found her, and Ma'aba hits the layup. That's 4 for Kehlani Ma'aba. Averages 4.5 a game, and it's 16-11. Missouri Southern with the lead in the ball. 3:53 to play in the first quarter. Clark, top of the key, over to the left side for Henry. Now goes to the high post, gets it for Bergie. Drive down the lane, shot no good. Ma'aba the rebound for Northwest. Outlet will go to Haggard. Cross midcourt with the dribble. Now works it to Ma'aba between the circles. Back over to the left side. Haggard with it on the wing to the baseline. McConkie. Now to the wing, Coleman, between the circles for Haggard. Gets a screen as she takes it right side. Ma'aba top of the key, left side for Coleman. Guarded by Clark. down to the baseline, up with the runner, knocked out of bounds, and it will belong to Northwest off of Drew Clark. Cats will have 7 seconds to work with on the shot clock as Tanya Meyer comes back in the game for Northwest. Jensen Maydew back on the floor for Missouri Southern. Dettlinger goes to the sideline for the Cats. Morgan Brightwell for Missouri Southern. Inbound over to the left side. Haggard with it on the wing. Into the corner, Ma'ava. Three on the clock. Ma'ava skips it across. The ball shot but not in time by McConkey from the right side. So a shot clock violation against Northwest, and Missouri Southern will get it back. Back in for the Lions. Juliana Wadsworth takes the place of Drew Clark. Third turnover for Northwest in this first half. A couple of turnovers as well for Missouri Southern. Henry with it on the right side. Guarded by McConkey. Gets a screen from Maydew. Drives into the lane. Kick out pass. Left corner. Wadsworth with the three. Off the front of the rim. Rebound taken inside by Coleman. Outlet will go to Haggard on the left. She'll push it up the floor and bring it to the top of the key. Now over to the right side, Ma'ava. McConkey tries to go into Meyer. Gets it there. Meyer spins to go up with the shot. They're going to call a foul on the floor prior to the shot. Desiree Berge picks up her first. That's three team fouls against Southern in the first quarter. 2:45 to play in the quarter. A 5-point Missouri Southern lead. Now the inbound thrown to Ma'ava, who would have been wide open, but she had turned to go set a screen up at the high post, and Haggard threw the pass, so it goes out of bounds, and Missouri Southern will get the ball back.
Northwest beginning to pick up a few turnovers. Got off to a pretty good start taking care of the basketball. Again, that's an area that Northwest has had problems with all season long. Hopefully they can get back and cut down on some of those the rest of this first half.
Wadsworth, top of the key, on the drive, spins, kicks it out. Henry to the free throw line, up with the 15-footer off the front of the rim. Rebound tapped around, controlled by McConkey. Outlet ahead to Haggard, right side. Haggard stops on the sideline, now brings it middle of the floor with a dribble. Gives it to Ma'ava, top of the key. Over to McConkey, right of the key. She tries to drive. Up with the shot, knocked away. Ma'ava out to Haggard, a three on the way. Off the front of the rim, no good. This time Jensen Maydew down with it for Missouri Southern. Gets the outlet to Jasmine Green. Green to Maydew at the top of the key. Over to the left side, Henry open for three, and it's nothing but net. Her defender, Mallory McConkey, got tripped up in the lane, went down, and Henry takes advantage by hitting her first three-pointer of the game. 16th on the season, and it's 19-11 Missouri Southern. 1:45 to play in the first quarter. McConkey in the right corner. Dribbles to the high post, now out to Haggard, top of the key. Haggard onto the left side, Coleman. Down to Ma'ava on the block, a dribble, a shot over Berge, and a foul. She hit it, and will get a three-point play opportunity as Desiree Berge will be called for her second foul. And Ma'ava with a good first quarter here for Northwest.
She's been doing a good job posting up inside, and you have to credit Northwest guards for finding her with some good looks as well, which has resulted in some points for her.
Drew Clark and Morgan Brightwell back in for Missouri Southern. One free throw attempt coming for Ma'ava, who's 10 of 14 at the line this season. The free throw is good. So she converts the three-point play. 7 points in the ballgame for Ma'ava. And Mallory McAndrews back on the floor for Northwest, taking the place of Kylie Coleman. 1:32 to play in the first quarter. A 5-point Missouri Southern lead. Southern also with the basketball. Brightwell at the top of the key. Works it over to the left side, Wadsworth. Guarded by McConkey, gets a screen from Maydew. Dribbles to the top of the key with it, crosses over down the lane. Layup left side is good for Juliana Wadsworth. 21-14 the lead for Missouri Southern. Northwest Missouri State with it. Haggard over to the right side for Meyer. A long three for Meyer. Grazes the front of the rim. Long rebound. Trying to save it inbounds was Haggard, but she couldn't get to it before it got to the sideline. And that will give it back to Missouri Southern. Jensen Maydew was right there defensively on that three-point attempt by Meyer. Maydew a senior as well. Those two have played against each other a lot, and she knows Meyer's got wide range. Maydew now on the block. Goes up with the shot. The turnaround no good. Meyer the rebound on the backside for Northwest. Dribbles a few times. Gets it to Haggard. Now Haggard works the right side of the floor. On the wing. Top of the key, Ma'ava. Ma'ava back over to the right, this time to McAndrews. Now to McConkey. She'll dribble over toward the left baseline, into the lane, go up with the runner, no good. Maydew there for the rebound for Missouri Southern. Clark slows up the pace as she gets a play call from her head coach, Ronnie Ressel. Now Jasmine Green takes the point, stands out in the center circle with 16 seconds to play in the first quarter. They can't quite play for the final shot, but pretty much about a second difference. Now to the right side, Wadsworth to the baseline. Kick out Clark with an NBA range three. It's off the front of the rim. McConkie has the rebound knocked out of her hands by Wadsworth. It goes out of bounds. And Northwest will inbound with 2.8 seconds to play in the first quarter. 21-14, Missouri Southern's lead over Northwest. Inbound to Haggard. Taking it to midcourt. Goes up with the shot. And it's just off the right side of the backboard, just to the right of the rim. So at the end of the first quarter, it's 21-14, Missouri Southern with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. We're back in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Pearson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their six locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at TiffanyCare.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Northwest will have the basketball to start the second quarter. They're working right to left here at the Leggett and Platt Center in Joplin, trailing Missouri Southern 21-14. Jalen Haggard to the top of the key for Meyer. Meyer to the right side, McAndrews. Now to Haggard. Haggard top of the key, McConkie. McConkie looking for someone to get open. Finds McAndrews. Now down low to Meyer. Meyer with the turnaround. Up with the shot off the glass. It's good for Tanya Meyer. First points for Meyer tonight. 21-16 the lead for Missouri Southern. Southern with the ball. 9.5 minutes to play in the first half. Drew Clark on the drive. Kick out to Wadsworth. Now Maydew, top of the key. A three on the way. It's good for Jensen Maydew. First three-pointer of the game for Maydew. Her 22nd on the season, leading Missouri Southern there. And it's a 24-16 lead for the Lions. Over to the right side, McAndrews has the pass slipped through her hands, but picks it up. Now works it left side for McConkie. High post, Meyer. Over to the left, Haggard. Three on the way for Haggard, and it's good. Jalen Haggard with her second three-pointer of this first half. She has 10 of the 19 Bearcat points. It's 24-19 Missouri Southern. Now a drive by Chelsea Henry once again. A spin move in the lane this time. Shot off the glass, no good. Meyer there for the rebound. Outlet goes to Haggard. Cross midcourt with the dribble. Wanting to work the right side of the floor. Does to the sideline for McAndrews. Now top of the key, McConkie. On to the left side, Haggard. Haggard to Meyer on the left wing, guarded by Maydew. Meyer out to Haggard between the circles. Haggard goes on a drive now, underhanded layup right side, good for Jalen Haggard. Haggard sitting at her season average of 12 points with 8:19 to play in the first half. 24-21, Missouri Southern with a lead in the ball. Right side, Wadsworth, guarded by McAndrews. Gets the screen from Maydew, doesn't use it, goes baseline. Now a kick into the left corner. Henry with it there, double team. Gets it up to the sideline for Brightwell, who is then fouled by Jalen Haggard. That'll be the first on Haggard, also the first team foul against Northwest in this second quarter. So an inbound coming for Missouri Southern on the far sideline. Kylie Coleman into the game for Mallory McConkie for Coach Buck Shield. Now Henry at the top of the key, guarded by Coleman. Gets it out to Wadsworth. Wadsworth back to Henry. Looks high post, gets it there for Maydew. guarded by Dentlinger. Maydu down the right side of the lane. Spins, goes to the left. Up with a shot. Got it to go. Maydu with five. 26-21, Missouri Southern. Now Coleman takes a long pass down court for Northwest Missouri State. Out to Haggard. Back to Coleman. A three on the way. Off the front of the rim. Long rebound in the corner. Dentlinger will chase it down. Gets it to Coleman, who's knocked down, but tips it to McAndrews. Over to Haggard on the right wing. Open. A three on the way. In and out. No good. Maydu with a long rebound for Missouri Southern. 7:20 to play in the first half. Clark leaves it out for Brightwell. Now to Maydu. Back to Brightwell. Dribbles to the left elbow. Skips it out to the right wing. Clark takes the pass there. Hands it for Henry. Henry into the lane. Guarded by Coleman. Up and under move. Shot on the left side. Good for Chelsea Henry. 11 for Henry. 28-21, the lead for Missouri Southern. We go inside 7 minutes to play in the first half. Coleman with it on the left side. Out top of the key. Meyer takes a three. Rattles down for Tanya Meyer. 21st three of the season for Tanya Meyer. 28-24. Missouri Southern with the lead in the basketball. 6:40 to play in the first half. Drew Clark on the left wing. Gets a screen from Maydu. Into the lane she goes. Got away with a double dribble. The ball then goes out of bounds off of her fingertips. And Northwest Missouri State forces the turnover. Macy Williams into the lineup for Jalen Haggard. Desiree Berge back into the game. Along with Krista Clark seeing her first action of this first half for Missouri Southern. 28-24, Southern's lead. Left side, Coleman goes down low for Meyer. Meyer backs in, up with the hook shot. That one no good. And the rebound underneath for Krista Clark for Missouri Southern. Outlet to Drew Clark. Leaves it top of the key. Brightwell gets an open drive. Layup on the right is good. Brightwell with her first points of the ball game. And with 6:08 to play in the first half, it's a 30-24 lead for Southern. Coleman, left wing, three, cuts that lead in half as Coleman knocks it down from the wing. Her first points of the game. It's 30-27, Missouri Southern with a lead in the ball. 5:52 to play in the first half. Drew Clark dribbles on the left sideline. Gets the screen as she brings it to the free throw line. Now in the pick and roll to Desiree Berge. Layup is good by Berge. 4 points for Berge. It's a 5-point lead for Missouri Southern. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. 22 points in the paint for Missouri Southern already. In the left corner, Macy Williams open. The three on the way, and it's good. Macy Williams knocks it down from the outside. Fifth three-pointer of the season for Williams. Her first points tonight, and it's a 2-point game. Missouri Southern with the lead in the ball. Now a three from the left side. Drew Clark, no good. And Maria Dentlinger with a rebound for the Bearcats. Outlet to Williams. To the left wing, into the corner, Coleman. Williams again, a three on the way. That one is off. It will go out of bounds and belong to Missouri Southern. Kehlani Ma'aba back into the Northwest lineup. Jasmine Green and Chelsea Henry back on the floor for Missouri Southern.
Northwest sitting up a little bit in three-point shooting here in this second quarter, keeping them in the game.
Two-point game right now. Missouri Southern holds that lead. They've got the ball as well. Henry between the circles over to the right side for Clark. Now top of the key. Krista Clark takes a three and banks it. She covers her mouth as she kind of chuckles to herself. That's her fifth three of the season. First point tonight. Back to a 5-point Missouri Southern lead. McAndrews on the right sideline. Coleman top of the key. Hesitates. Drives. Floater. No good. Rebound to the floor. Meyer picks it up and hits the follow. Tanya Meyer with 7 points. 35-32, Missouri Southern on top. 4:22 to play in the first half. Southern with the ball. Drew Clark goes inside. Berge. Berge forcing her way in on Ma'aba. Hits the shot. Berge with 6 points. And it's 37-32, Missouri Southern. Now Macy Williams over to the right side for Meyer. Meyer to the free throw line. Backing it down the lane. Goes up with a shot over Henry. No good. And Berge with the rebound for the Lions. Gets it to Green. She'll push it up the floor. Take it all the way to the hole. Layup left side. Good for Jasmine Green. 39-32 Southern. Northwest was within 2 points just a moment ago. A small run here by Southern has them a 7-point lead. 3:42 to play in the first half. Top of the key, Meyer. On to the left side, McAndrews. McAndrews to Coleman between the circles. Over to Williams, right wing. Fires it inside to Meyer, who's pushed from behind. This will be a foul on Chelsea Henry, her first, team's first, in the second quarter. And with 3:32 on the clock and a 39-32 lead for Missouri Southern, we'll take this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and LiftMaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Support for the Bearcats is from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management, retirement planning, and insurance protection for farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or MillerFinancialAndInsurance.com. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Back at the Leggett and Platt Center in Joplin, Missouri. 39-32, Missouri Southern's lead over the Northwest women, 3:32 to play in the first half. Tonight's game underwritten by Bomley Auto, located at the 5-mile corner, as well as Miller Financial and Insurance Center, located at 309 East Summit, brothers Steve and Dan Miller. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest with the basketball out of the timeout. Jalen Haggard with a drive. Misses the layup. Rebound for Jasmine Green for Missouri Southern. Green goes on a drive on the left side. Her shot up and off the glass is good. Six for Green, and it's a 41-32 lead for Missouri Southern. Northwest Missouri State with it. 3:05 to play in the second quarter. McConkey between the circles. Over to the right side for Coleman. Coleman will put it on the floor. Work it over to the left, McConkey. Now to Haggard on the wing. Haggard guarded by Green. Dribbles toward the middle of the floor. Gives it up for Meyer. Another long three from Meyer. That's off the front of the rim. Rebound for McConkey. Kick out to Haggard. Now to McAndrews. Open for three. That one off the back of the rim. This time the rebound for Chelsea Henry for Missouri Southern. Henry will bring it between the circles. At the top of the key, goes on the drive. Hesitates. Spins. Now up with the shot over Coleman. Good off the glass for Chelsea Henry. 13 for Henry, and it's an 11-point lead for Southern, 43-32. Over on the left side, Kylie Coleman with it for Northwest. 2:15 to play in the first half. McAndrews on the right wing. Brings it to the free throw line. Kick into the corner. Coleman open for three. That one off the front of the rim. Rebound on the backside for Drew Clark for Missouri Southern. Cross midcourt. Clark. Over to the right side. Now to Henry. Henry will drive with it once again. This time a six-footer. It's off the front of the rim. Coleman tips the rebound to herself. Gets the outlet to Haggard. Haggard ahead to McAndrews. Right side. Underneath. Tried to go to Meyer. But it's knocked out of bounds and will belong to Northwest. Krista Clark got back defensively for Missouri Southern. And Maria Dentlinger will take Meyer's place in the Bearcat lineup. 1:47 to go in the half. 43-32 Missouri Southern. McAndrews takes the inbound. Brings it over to the left side for Coleman. Now to the corner for Haggard. Haggard drives to the free throw line. Now loses the dribble. And it's picked up by Krista Clark, who's able to get it to Jasmine Green. Green on the fast break. Left side layup is good. Green, who averages 7.5 points a game with 8 in this first half. And it's a 13-point Missouri Southern lead. Northwest with the basketball, 1:19 to play in the first half. McAndrews with it on the left side. Brings it over to the right side for Coleman. Now Coleman on to the left. Haggard puts up a three. Rattles out, and it's picked up in the lane by Chelsea Henry. She'll lead the break for Missouri Southern. Down to the baseline with a dribble. Kick out to Drew Clark. Clark brings it to the wing. Now inside to Maydew. Maydew squares, dribbles, spins one way, now the other. Up with the left-handed hook, and it's good. For Jensen Maydew. 7 for Maydew, 47-32. 45 seconds to play in the first half. Missouri Southern with the lead. Northwest basketball. Coleman on the left side up with a 10-footer. It's off the back of the rim. And the rebound to Green for Missouri Southern. Not many offensive rebounds for either team, but Southern shooting at a much higher percentage with most of their points coming in the paint. Now left side, Drew Clark stepped on the sideline as she came down with a pass. That'll give it back to Northwest as Juliana Wadsworth checks in for the Lions.
32 of those points coming in the paint and a lot of easy layups and the little shots about 3 feet out that have been going in for Missouri Southern. Northwest really needs to pick up their defense inside.
Tanya Meyer back into the game for Northwest. 25 seconds to play in the half. Haggard will bring it across midcourt. The Cats can work for the final shot of the half if they wish. It looks like they may do that as Haggard dribbles with it near the center circle. Three Bearcats lined up along the free throw line. The play's in motion. Coleman on the right side. Goes on the drive. Left-handed shot blocked by Maydew. Tips it to Clark. Four on the clock. Clark across midcourt. Into the lane. Collides with Haggard and gets called for the offensive foul. So Drew Clark picks up her second. 1.1 on the clock as Northwest will inbound it before we go to the half. Inbound to Haggard. Haggard will take a dribble and a shot beyond half court. No good. So your halftime score, 47-32. Missouri Southern with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. We'll be back to Joplin right after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MaryvilleHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Marcus Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Back in Joplin at the half of the women's matchup, Missouri Southern with a 47-32 lead over Northwest Missouri State. Tonight's game being underwritten by Walker Body Shop and Towing in Maryville and National Investors in Redfield, Iowa. John, Northwest going the last 4.5 minutes without any points. It was really looking pretty good up to that point. It was a two-point game, but that's what allowed Southern to open up this halftime lead.
12-0 run to end of the first half, and really Southern getting throughout the entire half as far as this goes, getting very good looks at the basket with their drives through the lane, getting some layups and some easy looks inside. That's really been the difference in this ballgame. And again, Northwest played well through about three-quarters of that first half, but that last 4 minutes, Missouri Southern went a little run. Northwest came up cold from the field and just could never stop that run. And so right now at halftime, tried to regroup. They're not out of this funny stretch right now, but kind of dug themselves a little bit of hole there at the end of the half.
And for Northwest, the way they played, really, especially at the start of the second quarter, the first half of that second quarter, shows that they can play with Southern and make a game of this.
Yeah, they can. They were doing a lot of things offensively, getting some good looks inside, especially when Maiava was on the floor inside. And then at one point, they were opening things up on the outside, getting some threes to fall, but all that went cold down the stretch. If they can, again, just continue to run the offense that they've been running, they've been getting those looks, and hopefully they'll start falling again as we get ready for the third quarter.
Again, at the half, 47-32, Missouri Southern with a lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. The men's game comes up a little bit later on this evening. When we come back, we'll talk with men's associate head coach Austin Meyer about that matchup. We'll do it right after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support Support for today's game comes from Lane's Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MaryvilleSmiles.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, visit carlsonseed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonia at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonia provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at homebysonia.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City.
We're back in Joplin at the half of the women's matchup, 47-32, Missouri Southern with a lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. A little bit later on, the men's teams will be meeting up here at Robert Korn Court, and joining us is Northwest Men's Associate Head Coach Austin Meyer. Coach, we were just talking here before we went on the air, wishing each other Happy New Year, but I think the more fun of the New Year was the way you guys closed out 2017 and that matchup against Lincoln Memorial. All around, defense, offense, everything, that had to have been one of the more impressive games that a Bearcat team has played.
Yeah, definitely, and to do it on that stage against the number four team in the country, going into break, I know over the years before we've had some games where it almost feels like we were on Christmas break before the game even ended, but we were completely focused, and it was probably our best defensive game of the season, and we played well all around. We talked about it before, Justin struggled a little bit at times, shooting the ball, scoring-wise, but other guys have picked him up, and it was just a complete team effort defensively.
When you talk about a team effort, I know a lot of people like to joke, hey, as long as Justin Fitz is playing, you guys are going to be great. But I think what that game showed is how well-rounded your team is, especially on the offensive end when Justin may be having a little bit of an off night.
Yeah, absolutely. And we always talk about how much he does for our team, and he does make us go, and the ball is in his hand a lot. But there's a lot of other guys. I think I saw somewhere we're 47-1, I think, in our last 48. You don't have that record with just one guy. So a lot of guys that can do multiple things. I mean, the year Brett Doherty's having, and he was fantastic in that game, just giving us a post presence. And there's times, especially this year when maybe we're not as good in our ball screen motion and we're having trouble getting paint and stuff, we just throw it in there to him, and he makes plays. He can score out of it. If teams double, he passes out. We surround him with shooters and guys that just play their role. And we got a lot of guys that can do a lot of different things, and more than Justin. But he's so unselfish that he can kind of recognize when maybe my shot's not there, I'm going to penetrate and pitch and make plays for others and kind of make everybody better.
Early on in the season, defensively, a little bit shaky, but it seems like the last few weeks, last couple of weeks especially, you guys have really come along with some great team defense. What have you seen change in the team?
Yeah, I mean, it happened, the Washburn game in Kansas City, we felt we struggled. We went back and we watched some film. I think we talked about it in one of these pregame deals, but and we just kind of got better and better every day, and I think we're playing with more confidence defensively, and a lot of it is just paying attention to detail and doing it right every single possession. Some games, we want to be in our gaps defensively, and we call it shrink the floor, where if a ball handler has it out front, you want to see guys in gaps, and you don't want to see a lot of space on the floor. And I think some of those early games, we were guarding our man up a little bit too close to our man. Now the floor is a lot more spread and open, and there's gaps to penetrate. So we've done a much better job of team defense and helping each other out. Number one is guarding the ball, and a lot of that is just being able to move your feet. We work on it every single day, one-on-one, guard the ball in practice. But it's also a team defense mentality, whereas you want a ball handler to think about you guarding him, but also looking to his left, there's a guy in a gap there. Looking to his right, there's a guy in a gap there where you're, you know, it keeps guys from wanting to drive, and if they do, that's when we get a lot of our steals and we call our rips and just flying around and being aggressive.
How important is that team defense aspect? Because the guys you lost from last year, you lost some good individual defenders, but it seems like maybe the team defense is better this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of it is, you know, we have a little bit more length, on the floor at times, and just guys buying in and getting better. You know, Joey being a guy he's probably improved more than anybody defensively from when he first stepped foot on campus, and he's gotten better, and he's turned in, you know, early on. I don't think he was a very good defender, and now he's a very, very good defender, and he does a great job for us. And I think it's just everybody, you know, buying into it, locking in, getting better every single day, and hopefully we still get better.
You talk about Joey's comfort level going up defensively. It looks like it's going up each game offensively.
Oh, absolutely, and I think he's realizing now, too, with mismatches in the post. He does a great job posting up, and similar to Brett, when he posts up, he's a great passer out of there. So he's going to make a read. If you know, he has a guard on him, he's going to post him up, take his time, and try to get as deep as possible and score. And if somebody wants to choke on the post or double team, he's going to make the right pass out. And I think that's what makes us so effective, that we can score in the post, we can score on the perimeter, and it's just we're going to get the best shot for our team every single possession. And nobody really cares as long as we get a great shot.
All right, Coach, go out and get one tonight.
All right, thanks, Matt.
That's Austin Meyer, the Northwest Missouri State Men's Associate Head Coach. They'll face Missouri Southern a little later on this evening. We're at the half of the women's game, 47-32. Southern with the lead over Northwest. We'll be back and look at some first half stats after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, with 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claim assistance, and insurance reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Also from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 582-2699. Support for today's game is provided by Younger Auction Company. Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com. And from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, call 660-241-5013. Support also comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealth.com. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prennery House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org.
Yeah. The Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
He'll be right back. We're back at the Leggett and Platt Center in Joplin, Missouri, looking at some of the numbers from the first half of this one for Northwest. Jalen Haggard leading the way in scoring with 12 points, 7 points apiece for Tanya Meyer and Kehlani Maiaba. On the other side, Chelsea Henry leads Missouri Southern with 13 points, 8 points off the bench for Jasmine Green, and 7 points for Jensen Maydu, the leaders for Missouri Southern. Tonight's broadcast underwritten by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville, as well as Pitsenberger Auto Body. We're at the half of the women's game, 47-32. We've got second half action coming your way right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more. Rapid Elite also features website design, ink and toner, and UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at RapidEliteMaryville.com. And from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateChryslerDodgeDeepRam.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933. Offering in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day, the credit union is located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue, today, tomorrow, together. Also from King City Lumber, their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about design and construction is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More information is online at RogersRxMV.com. Support also comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Also from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Halftime Report comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Back on Robert Korn Court in the Leggett and Platt Athletic Center in Joplin, Missouri, 47-32. Missouri Southern's lead over the Northwest Missouri State women as we're set to start the second half. I want to remind you that tonight's game underwritten by Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, as well as Heinlein Home Furnishings. Missouri Southern will have the ball to start the second half. They're going to work left to right as we look at it here on Robert Korn Court. Chelsea Henry will be inbounding for the Lions. Looking for a long inbound, not there, so she'll get it to Drew Clark in the backcourt. Clark between the circles, works it over to the right side. Now to the top of the key, gets it to Henry. On to the left for Clark. Maydew over to the right side for Wadsworth. Wadsworth with one dribble to Henry on the right wing. Henry cut off, now gets it over to Wadsworth. Pass inside to Bergie, tipped away by Maava. Now Henry on the drive, collides with Maava, misses the shot, and the rebound for Tanya Meyer for Northwest Missouri State. Haggard with it at the top of the key. The first possession of the second half for Northwest. Bounce pass on the backdoor cut for McAndrews. She can't pick up the pass, and the loose ball goes to Chelsea Henry for Missouri Southern. Henry down to the baseline, up with a shot, knocked away by Meyer, but a foul call. And this one should go on Tanya Meyer, and it will send Chelsea Henry to the free throw line to shoot two for Missouri Southern. That'll be the first on Tanya Meyer. First team foul of this second half as well. And Henry to the free throw line to shoot two. She hit both attempts she had in the first half and hits the first of two here. 14 points for Chelsea Henry. She averages 16.5 a game, the second leading scorer for Missouri Southern. Second free throw is on the way, and that one is nothing but net. She's 4 of 4 at the line, and it's a 49-32 lead for Missouri Southern. Northwest Missouri State with the ball. Haggard at the top of the key. Over to the right side on the wing for McConkie. McConkie back to the right, Haggard. Haggard gets a screen from Meyer. Now gets it to her on the pick and roll. Looked at the three from the right wing. Not there. She'll work it over to the left side. McConkie gets a screen. Brings it to the top of the key. Now onto the right side for McAndrews. Into the corner, Haggard. Haggard down to Meyer. Meyer tried to go baseline. Cut off, spins, goes to the middle. Shot high off the glass. Good for Tanya Meyer. Just as the shot clock sounds. That's the first points for Northwest since the 4:30 mark of the second quarter. 49-34, Missouri Southern with a lead in the basketball. Wadsworth on the left side to Maydew at the top of the key. Into the right corner, Henry. Three on the way, and it's good for Chelsea Henry. Second three of the game for Henry. 18 points for her. 52-34, the lead for Missouri Southern. Now Meyer on the right wing. Gets the pass over to the right side that is knocked away by Juliana Wadsworth, but it goes out of bounds. And Northwest will inbound. Macy Williams in for Jalen Haggard for Northwest. Williams will take the inbound and run the point for the Bearcats. Works it right side. McConkie looking in at Ma'aba on the block. Now skips it across to the left side. Touch pass for McAndrews into Meyer. Meyer up with the hook shot. It's good for Tanya Meyer. So points on back-to-back trips down the floor for Meyer. 52-36. Missouri Southern with the lead in the ball. Just under 8 minutes to play in the third quarter. Clark over to the right side for Wadsworth. Now away from the ball, we have a foul. This will go against Missouri Southern and Jensen Maydew. That'll be the second foul on Maydew. And Northwest will have it. Trying to cut into that 16-point lead for Missouri Southern. Williams across midcourt, ahead to McConkie on the right sideline. Now to McAndrews, top of the key. McAndrews kicks it out left side. Williams takes a three. That one is off. The rebound for Chelsea Henry for Missouri Southern. Now to Drew Clark. Clark will push it up the floor, dribbling it to the right wing. Goes inside now. Gets it to Berge. Berge hits the shot and draws the foul on Kehlani Ma'aba. That'll be the first foul on Ma'aba. And Berge will get one opportunity at the free throw line as well. Desiree Berge, the leading scorer for Missouri Southern, averaging 21 a game, has 8 so far, and a timeout for Northwest. 54-36, Missouri Southern's lead over Northwest Missouri State. 7:29 to play in the third quarter. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Back at the Leggett and Platt Center in Joplin, 54-36. Missouri Southern women with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. 7:29 to play in the third quarter. Tonight's game being underwritten by Championship Motors on South Main across from Walmart in Maryville and Compass Dental. Dennis Bruce Quattle and Brian Biertaler, proud supporters of Northwest. Desiree Berge will step to the free throw line for one after hitting a basket and drawing a foul just prior to the timeout. Berge with 8 points so far, now make it 9 as she hits the free throw attempt. And makes it a 55-36 game. Southern with a lead. Northwest Missouri State with a basketball. Ma'aba to the right side for Kylie Coleman. Now to Jalen Haggard. Haggard gets it inside to Ma'aba, cutting down the lane. Shot blocked away and then off of Ma'aba and out of bounds underneath. Missouri Southern will get it back. 7:16 to play in the third quarter. Drew Clark runs the point for the Lions. Clark over to the left side. Wadsworth down to the baseline. One-handed pass into Berge. Double team. Kick out to Clark. Top of the key, Henry. A three on the way. In and out, no good. Meyer with the rebound for Northwest. And then a foul by Desiree Berge. Excuse me. They're going to call it on Juliana Wadsworth. That'll be the first on Wadsworth. Second team foul against Missouri Southern. As we pause 10 seconds for station identification, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Pass inside to Kehlani Ma'aba, and Ma'aba draws a foul as she receives that pass. Desiree Berge now with her third foul. The third team foul in this third quarter as well against Missouri Southern. Haggard with the inbound to Meyer. Now to Haggard. She takes a three in the corner, and it's good. Jalen Haggard with her third three-pointer of the night and her team-leading 34th of the season. 55-39, Missouri Southern with the lead in the basketball. Henry on the right side, out between the circles to Wadsworth. Now to the left for Clark. Gives it up for Maydew. Skip pass to Wadsworth. Just did come down with it. High post, Bergie. Bergie with a dribble shot off the glass. Too hard. Meyer the rebound for Northwest. Outlet to Haggard. Haggard to the left side of the floor. Gives it up for Coleman. Coleman to the top of the key for Meyer. Now onto the right side, McAndrews. McAndrews to Haggard. Goes up with a three. Top of the key, too strong. Ma'ava there for the rebound. Has it knocked away by Clark. Meyer goes to the floor after it, and Henry takes it from her. Now Henry over to Clark, right side. Skip out to the left. Wadsworth takes a three on the wing. Off the back of the rim. Rebound, and we'll have a held ball as Meyer and Bergie each come down to the basketball. Possession arrow will give it to Northwest Missouri State. Maria Dentlinger back in for the Bearcats. Dentlinger will take the place of Ma'ava. And in for Missouri Southern is Morgan Brightwell. Brightwell will replace Bergie, who will sit with her three fouls. Haggard across midcourt to the right side. Dentlinger on the perimeter. Now to McAndrews. Looks inside. Nothing there. Back to Haggard, who wanted to go right back to McAndrews, but McAndrews had turned to go set a screen. So the ball sails out of bounds, and it will belong to Missouri Southern. 55-39, the lead for the Lions over Northwest Missouri State. 5:35 to play in the third quarter. On to the right side, Henry looks to go inside. Wanted to get it to Maydew. Maydew pushed from behind by Maria Dentlinger. That'll be the first on Dentlinger. Third team foul against Northwest. So an inbound on the baseline right for Missouri Southern. Clark lobs it in the lane. Henry comes down with it and hits the shot. 20 for Chelsea Henry. 57-39, Missouri Southern's lead. Coleman on the left side. Now to McAndrews, top of the key. Dentlinger inside. Kicks it out to Haggard. Now to the right. Meyer, three. Blocked by Maydew. Rebound by Clark, and Clark is fouled by Tanya Meyer. That'll be the second on Meyer. Fourth team foul against Northwest.
Look, just a frustration foul by Meyer after having that shot blocked away. Perhaps should have thought a little bit better of it once she tried to reach in and get that ball back and goes to the bench here. Chance to maybe rest just a bit, but just kind of unfortunate. I think Tanya a little bit frustrated after that.
Melee Tupuwata into the lineup in place of Tanya Meyer for Northwest. 5:06 to play in the third quarter. Wadsworth with it on the right side for Missouri Southern. Into Maydew. Kick out to Drew Clark. Left wing three on the way. Off the front of the rim. Rebound knocked away from Tupuwata, but she'll chase it down for the Cats. And get the outlet to Haggard. She'll bring it to the top of the key with the dribble. Works it over to the right side. Out to Coleman in the corner. Coleman to the wing. Now out between the circles. McAndrews over to the left side. Haggard. Haggard guarded by Clark. Tries to drive, kicks it into the corner. Dentlinger will take a three off the right side of the rim. Henry with the rebound for Missouri Southern. One-on-one with Coleman. Goes by her. Layup right side. Good for Chelsea Henry. 59-39, Missouri Southern's lead. Northwest Missouri State with the ball. 4:18 to play in the third quarter. Haggard on the right side. Gets it over to Coleman on the left. Now to McAndrews at the top of the key. McAndrews will work it back to the left this time for Coleman. Out of Haggard, top of the key, Dentlinger. Dentlinger with a couple of dribbles, down the lane, spins, wants to get rid of it, does to Haggard, reverse layup by Haggard, no good. Jensen Maydew there for the rebound for Missouri Southern. So the Lions back the other way. And now a pass to Clark. Clark's shot off the glass, no good, and the rebound for McAndrews for Northwest. Haggard sets the offense for the Bearcats. A 20-point lead for Missouri Southern. 3:36 to play in the third quarter. Haggard on the right side to Dentlinger, top of the key. Kick out left side. Coleman, three-pointer on the way. Nothing but net for Kylie Coleman. First, second three-pointer of the ball game. All of her points coming outside the arc. 59-42. Missouri Southern with the lead in the ball. 3:17 to play in the third quarter. Chelsea Henry on the right side with it. Gets a screen from Maydew. Goes on the drive. Shot off the glass. Good for Chelsea Henry. Henry now 2 points shy of a career high.
It's been a problem all game long, those drives to the bucket right through the lane, and Northwest just not having people step in and help on coming over on the help side defense.
Coleman over to the right for McAndrews, and as McAndrews tries to drive, a bump foul on Juliana Wadsworth. That'll be the second on Wadsworth, fourth team foul. And it'll bring us to a timeout with 2:52 to play in the third quarter, 61-42, Missouri Southern's lead over Northwest Missouri State. Back in 90 seconds, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joseph, Mount City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. The Memory Care Program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at OakPointMaryville.com.
Following the timeout, Hayward works it over to the right side for Haggard on the wing. Now to Macy Williams. To Hayward, inside to Meyer. A dribble for Meyer. Shot up. Good for Tanya Meyer. And she draws a foul. She'll get a three-point play opportunity for Northwest. And this foul is called against Morgan Brightwell. That's one on her. 15 foul against Missouri Southern. And Meyer's free throw is good. So she gets the three-point play the old-fashioned way. Now has 14 points right at her season average on the night. 61-45, Missouri Southern with the lead in the basketball. 2.5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Over to the right side, Berge. Drives on Hayward into the paint. Spins, goes up with a shot, misses it. Meyer the rebound for Northwest. Gives it up for Macy Williams. Williams slows at the perimeter. Now gets it over to the left side for Meyer. Onto the wing, Haggard. Haggard on the drive. Up with the underhanded layup. No good. Rebound underneath to Brightwell for Missouri Southern. Outlet will go to Jasmine Green. Green to Brightwell. She'll drive to the left elbow. Take a 15-footer. In and out. No good. Berge the rebound and follow for Missouri Southern. It's 11 for Berge. 63-45 Missouri Southern. Now Dentlinger with it between the circles. Left side to Williams. Out beyond the arc. Williams drives, gets it over to the baseline right. Dentlinger with a 12-footer, and it's good for Maria Dentlinger. First points of the night for Dentlinger. 63-47 the lead for Missouri Southern. 1:33 to play in the third quarter. Right side, Krista Clark goes inside. A quick turnaround shot by Brightwell. Good off the glass. Four now for Morgan Brightwell. 65-47 Missouri Southern. Top of the key, Tanya Meyer takes a three, and that's good for Tanya Meyer, her second three of the game. She has 17 points, 65-50. Southern with the lead in the ball. 1:08 to play in the third quarter. Green to the right side. Gets it to Wadsworth. Now a pass meant for Berge underneath, but it hits the rim, and it's rebounded by Macy Williams. Left side, Haggard. Three on the way. No good. Rebound to the baseline for Jasmine Green from Missouri Southern. Green will take it into the lane. Kick out right side. A three from Krista Clark off the front of the rim. Rebound tipped by Tanya Meyer to Maria Dentlinger. And the outlet will go to Haggard for Northwest. Coach Buck Shield telling Haggard to slow the pace a bit as we hit 35 seconds to play in the third quarter. Haggard to Meyer. Meyer takes another long three, and that one is good. Tanya Meyer with threes on back-to-back trips down the floor. 20 points for Tanya Meyer. It's 65-53. Missouri Southern with the lead in the ball. 17 seconds to play in the third quarter. They'll try to work for the final shot of the quarter. Green backs out into the center circle with the dribble. Haggard gives her some room. The clock hits 7. Green sets the play in motion. Gets a screen from Berge. Drives to the basket. Bump as she goes to the basket by Macy Williams. That'll be the second on Williams. And two free throw attempts coming up for Jasmine Green. Green, 18 of 22 at the line this year. Jasmine Green. 3.6 seconds to play in the third quarter, and Green hits the first. 9 points for Green. And the second free throw for Green is good as well. She hits double-digit scoring with 10. Inbound to Haggard. Haggard at midcourt gets rid of it to Dentlinger. She can't get the shot off in time. So at the end of three, it's 67-53, Missouri to Southern Cleat over Northwest Missouri State. Back in 90 seconds, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mozinga Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors 8 fully furnished lakeside rental cabins, as well as a hotel and new conference center opening in 2018. More at MozingaLake.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck bed liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
We're back in Joplin, Missouri Southern with the ball. To start the fourth quarter, 67-53, their lead over Northwest Missouri State. Jasmine Green over to the left side as Northwest working in a 2-3 zone defense. Onto the right side for Green. Green skips it across to the left side. Drew Clark now up top. Henry. Henry skips it over to the left corner. Desiree Berge goes on a drive. Bobbles the ball. Tried to put up a shot. Blocked by Dentlinger. Back to Berge. Her follow won't go. Maidu tips the rebound out. Henry keeps it alive. Berge picks it up. Goes up with the shot. No good, but does draw a foul. And we'll go to the free throw line for Missouri Southern.
Despite the fact Northwest trailing right now, there has been some positives out of this game for Northwest. One in particular, turnovers. That's an area that they really struggled in. It's still single digits. They're just 7 going into this fourth quarter. They have been out-rebounded, though, 26-18, and they've given up 44 points in the paint. That's really the difference right now, getting a lot of looks right around the basket, and Missouri Southern taking advantage of those.
Berge hits the first of 2 free throw attempts. The foul was called on Maria Dentlinger. It was her second. First of the fourth quarter against Northwest. Berge's second free throw, also good. She has 13 points tonight, 69-53. Missouri Southern's lead over Northwest, 9:27 to play. And now a drive over to the right side. Haggard gets it to Meyer. On to the left for Coleman. Holds on to it on the wing, goes inside to Meyer. Meyer double team, gets it out to Williams, right wing. Williams drives to the baseline, jump stop, spins, kicks it out to Haggard. Haggard hands it to Williams. Williams brings it to the top of the key, 7 on the shot clock. Now picks up the dribble, throws the pass that's tipped, picked up by Berge. Berge to Green. Green goes in the lane, up with the shot, no good, but draws the foul on Macy Williams. That'll be the third on Williams, second team foul, and Jasmine Green will go to the line for 2. She's 2 of 2 from there tonight. We'll get 2 opportunities here with 8:59 to play. The first one, good. Mallory McAndrews back in for Northwest as Macy Williams goes to the sideline. And a second free throw for the lefty Green. That one is good as well. 12 points now for Jasmine Green. 71-53 the lead for Missouri Southern. Northwest Missouri State with the ball. Meyer, top of the key, three. That one off the front of the rim and the backboard, no good. Green with the rebound for Southern. She'll lead the break. Over to the left side, Henry. Along the baseline, into the lane she goes. Too far under the basket, but finds Berge. Shot by Berge won't go, and McAndrews is there for the rebound for Northwest. Good defense by McAndrews on Henry to force her too low on the baseline. Now Coleman with it on the left side. Inside it goes to Meyer. Meyer spins, shot over a double team. Won't go. Berge the rebound for the Lions. Green looking down court as she dribbles over to the left side of the floor. Looks in at Berge, gets it to her, posting against Tanya Meyer. Shot, no, but Meyer will be called for a foul. That'll be the third on Tanya Meyer. And it will send Desiree Berge to the free throw line to shoot two for Missouri Southern. Berge may have been poked in the eye as well. She's kind of got that look as she's blinking quite a bit that always makes my eyes water, too, for some reason.
I like anybody that has been poked in the eye. Again, knows exactly what she's going through.
So they're going to give her a second here to try to... It's a left eye. She says she's all right, so she'll step to the line here.
Needs to aim at the basket. The two is probably seeing double and needs to aim at the one to her right, I guess.
The first free throw is good. Honestly, I think I shot free throws better when I did get poked in the eye. Kehlani Maiava back in for Northwest, takes the place of Marina Dentlinger. And Berge will get a second free throw opportunity. That one is up and good.
Didn't seem to bother her any.
So she's 5 of 5 at the line. 15 points tonight for Berge. 73-53 to lead for Missouri Southern. Northwest Missouri State with the ball. Haggard gets the screen from Maiava. Now to Meyer between the circles. Back over to the right side for Coleman. McAndrews, top of the key, open. Three on the way. Good for Mallory McAndrews. First points of the night for McAndrews, her 29th three-pointer of the season. 73-56, Missouri Southern with the lead in the ball. 7:50 to play. Drew Clark on the left wing. Looking in at Berge. Can't get it to her. To Henry between the circles. Over to the right side for Green. Now to Berge. Clark fakes the pass. Now into the corner for Henry. Three on the way. Good. New career high for Chelsea Henry. Her third three of the game and 27 points. Now a pass down court. Knocked out of bounds by Drew Clark. 76-56 to lead for Missouri Southern. 7:27 to go in this women's matchup. We'll have the men's game shortly following this women's game here on the Bearcat Radio Network. Haggard over to the left side. McAndrews, three, blocked by Maydew. And the rebound knocked away from Chelsea Henry, but a reach-in foul will be called on Tanya Meyer, and that will be four on Meyer. Maria Dentlinger will come into the lineup for Meyer. With 7:19 to go in a 20-point Missouri Southern lead. Green runs the point for the Lions. She brings it across midcourt. Over to Henry on the right side. Henry dribbles to the top of the key with it. Guarded by McAndrews. Now back over to the right wing. To Green between the circles. On to the left side, Maydew. Maydew hands it for Henry. Henry down the lane. Has it taken away. Haggard picked her pocket on the help side. Now Haggard stops. Jumper from 17 off the back of the rim. Long rebound for Green. She'll push the pace the other way. Green over to the left for Clark. Into the middle of the lane. Up with a shot. It's good for Drew Clark. That's eight for Clark. 78-56 the lead for Missouri Southern. Kylie Coleman, right wing three. Nothing but net for Coleman. Coleman came into this game. She had hit three three-pointers on the season. She's hit three tonight. All of her points beyond the arc. 78-59 the lead for Missouri Southern. 6:23 to go. Maydew on the baseline left. Dribbling into the lane, hands it to Berge. Berge tried to go up with a shot, fouled by Dentlinger. That'll be the third on Maria Dentlinger. And it will result in two more free throw attempts for Desiree Berge. Desiree 78-59, the lead for Missouri Southern with 6:17 to play. The first one for Berge is good. Juliana Wadsworth into the game. Chelsea Henry will go to the sideline for Missouri Southern. Mallory McConkie will check in a moment for Northwest as well. Second free throw by Berge is good. She remains perfect at the line, 7 of 7. 17 points tonight as Berge goes to the sideline in place of Morgan Brightwell. And McConkie takes the place of Kylie Coleman for Northwest. Now a drive down the lane. Haggard with the layup on the left side. Haggard blows by the defense. 17 points for Jalen Haggard. Jasmine Green working it on the right side of the floor against Haggard. And now over to the left side. Wadsworth on the drive. Stops. Went to kick it out, but drugged the pivot foot. So a travel call against Juliana Wadsworth, and that will give it back to Northwest.
Okay, Northwest doing a number of things right in this game, although it's not showing up on the scoreboard. You're looking at a Southern team right now shooting 57, almost 58% from the field. They are perfect at the free throw line, 15 of 15, and also hitting well from three-point range. So a team that's doing a lot of things well offensively against Northwest.
Right side, McConkie on the drive, goes up with the shot. It rims out. Ma'aba the rebound. The follow on the left side, good for Kehlani Ma'aba. 9 points for Ma'aba. Double her season average, 80-63. Missouri Southern with the lead in the basketball. 5:19 to go. Top of the key, Clark drives down the lane and runs into Ma'aba. Lost a handle on the ball, and they're going to call the foul against Northwest. And it is on Mallory McConkie. So that'll be the first on McConkie. Andrew Clark goes to the line to shoot two for Missouri Southern. 5:14 to go. First trip to the line tonight for Drew Clark, and her first one is off left. 80-63 lead for the Missouri Southern women. Second free throw attempt coming up for Clark, and that one rattles out, and Ma'aba with a rebound for Northwest. Outlet to Haggard to the right wing with the dribble. Now tries to go by Green and draws a foul. It'll be the first foul of this fourth quarter against Missouri Southern. And Jasmine Green's first as well.
Heck, I should have talked about Missouri Southern perfect at the free throw line a little bit earlier in this game. Let's just talk about that, and then they missed two in a row.
Haggard at the line for two for Northwest, misses her first. She kind of came out of that limping a little bit and showing some pain as Zoe Hayward checks back in for Northwest. Takes the place of McAndrews. Second one coming for Haggard. And that one is off the back of the rim, but the rebound for Dentlinger, and then she has it taken away by Wadsworth. Wadsworth will get it to Drew Clark as we hit 5 minutes to play. Missouri Southern with the ball. Clark at the top of the key. Dribbles over to the right side, picked up by McConkie. Hands it off to Brightwell. Now top of the key, Clark. Drives, kicks it into the corner. Jasmine Green takes a three. That's off the back of the rim. McConkie with the rebound for Northwest. Outlet to Haggard. Ahead on the right side, Hayward. Down to the baseline with the dribble, and she'll draw a foul on Wadsworth. That'll be the third on Wadsworth. And Northwest will have the ball after a timeout. 80-63, the lead for Missouri Southern. 4:38 to play. We're back in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville. The Miller brothers offer assistance with investments and retirement planning, as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information is at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Tiffany offers in-home services such as housekeeping, laundry, personal care tasks, licensed nurse visits, and respite care for people throughout Northwest Missouri. More at tiffanycare.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at barnesbakerautomotive.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through the ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Northwest with the ball coming out of the timeout. The inbound to McConkie as she drives to the lane and goes up with the shot, draws a foul. So Mallory McConkie will head to the free throw line. Drew Clark picks up her third. And McConkie to the line for the first time tonight. She's 14 of 22 from there this season. First free throw for McConkie is good. First point of the night for McConkie. Tanya Meyer back on the floor for Northwest. Dentlinger to the sideline. Jalen Haggard getting set to check back in along with Kylie Coleman for Northwest as well. McConkie's second is good. So she hit both. And Macy Williams will head to the sideline along with Zoe Hayward. 80-65, Southern's lead. 4:36 to play. Mallory McAndrews also on the floor for Northwest, sending McConkie to the sideline. Drew Clark between the circles, Brightwell. A couple of dribbles for her. Back over to Clark. Now to Wadsworth. To Clark. Wadsworth, right side. Tried to go inside to Bergie. Not there. Back to Clark. Now to the left side, goes to Clark, Krista Clark, now to Drew Clark. Down the lane she goes, layup blocked away by Ma'aba, who gets the rebound and an outlet ahead to Haggard. Haggard on the right wing, puts up a three from there. Good for Jalen Haggard. 4 3-pointers tonight for Haggard. She has 20 points, 80-68. Murray Southern with the lead in the ball, 3:55 to play. On the right side, Wadsworth. Into the lane she goes. Jump stop. Kick out. Left corner. A three on the way from Krista Clark. Too long. Rebound for Ma'aba, who draws the foul. And this one will go on Krista Clark. That'll be her first. Team's fourth. Chelsea Henry back in for Missouri Southern along with Jensen Maydew. So Northwest with the ball, 3:45 to play, 80-68, Missouri Southern's lead over Northwest. Haggard across midcourt with it. Brings it to the right wing, now top of the key. Meyer open, three on the way, hits the back of the rim, hits the right side of the rim. Rebound fought for, and it's going to belong to Northwest. Bergie and Ma'aba were fighting for the rebound, and the last one to touch it was Desiree Bergie. So an inbound coming on the baseline left. Haggard gets it into the corner for Coleman. Now to Haggard, top of the key, fakes on a three, spins, dribbles over to the right side. Now to Ma'aba, she'll take a three. Nope, just inside the arc, but she knocked the shot down. And that's 11 for Kehlani Ma'aba. It's a 10-point game, 3:15 to go. Missouri Southern with a lead in the ball. Drew Clark over to the right side for Henry. Henry swings it around to Drew Clark to the left side. Now to Maydew, top of the key, a lob inside for Bergie, and Bergie is going to be fouled by Tanya Meyer, and that'll be the fifth on Meyer. And we'll send Desiree Bergie back to the free throw line to shoot two for Missouri Southern as Maria Dentlinger comes onto the floor. And Northwest will take a timeout with 3:01 to go, 80-70 the lead for Missouri Southern. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Back in Joplin, 80-70 the lead for Missouri Southern over Northwest Missouri State. 3:01 to go. Desiree Bergie will be at the line for two for Missouri Southern. Toes the line, the first of the two. Good. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Berge hit the second free throw as well. Northwest Missouri State with the ball down by 12. As we go inside, 3 minutes to play. Haggard on the left side to Ma'ava, top of the key. Over to the right, McAndrews. McAndrews, guarded by Wadsworth, brings it top of the key, works it over to the left side for Haggard. Haggard now to Coleman. Gives it up for McAndrews on the right wing. She drives with the ball into the lane, kick out for Coleman. Coleman will drive with it. Layup left side, good for Kylie Coleman. Coleman into double-digit scoring with 11, 82-72. Missouri Southern with the lead in the ball, 2:26 to go. Drew Clark over to Wadsworth on the left side. Now between the circles, Henry. Back over to Wadsworth, inside to Berge. Berge goes up with the shot, and it's good for Desiree Berge. 21 for Berge. She got a little bit of a slow start offensively, but now at her season average of 21 points. And it's 84-72, Missouri Southern. And an offensive foul called against Northwest. It should be an illegal screen against Kehlani Ma'ava, and it is. That'll be her second. That gets Jasmine Green back in for Missouri Southern. Mallory McConkey will check in for Ma'ava. 2:04 to go. Northwest Missouri State down by 12. Green across midcourt with it. Works it over to the right side. Henry near the sideline. Looking inside at Maydew posting up. Instead to Clark. Now to Berge. Into Maydew. Double team. Tried to force it. Held ball. Possession arrow will give it to Northwest Missouri State with 1:47 to go. That'll just warm the guys behind us up a little bit for the men's game.
Not a popular call to for the Southern faithful behind us. Like a right call.
Yeah. Haggard across midcourt with it. To McConkey. Over to the left side for Coleman. Coleman to McAndrews. McAndrews will put up a three. That one off the front of the rim. No good. Maydew there for the rebound for Missouri Southern. Across midcourt comes Drew Clark. Over to the right side for Henry. Coleman went for the steal. Didn't get it. Henry dribbles on the right sideline to Green between the circles. Over to the left side, Drew Clark draws a foul on Jalen Haggard. That'll be the second on Haggard. And it will send Clark to the free throw line to shoot two. She missed her first two attempts earlier in this half. We'll have two opportunities here. And the first one is good. Nine points tonight for Drew Clark. She averages nine a game for the Lions. And the second one off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound tipped by Berge, but McConkey comes out of there with it for Northwest. Gives it to Haggard with 1:15 to play. Left side, McAndrews. Now to Haggard. Haggard started a drive, goes down the lane, and a foul call against Jasmine Green. That'll be the second on Green. 15 foul against Missouri Southern. So Jalen Haggard will go to the line for two. Haggard 2 of 4 at the line tonight. Hit her first two, missed her last two. And this one off the back of the rim. 1:09 to go, 85-72. Missouri Southern's lead. Second free throw also is good. So she's 3 of 6. Timeout Northwest. 1:09 to go, 85-73. The lead for Missouri Southern. We're back to Joplin. Right after this 30-second timeout, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Back at the Leggett and Platt Center in Joplin. Missouri Southern will inbound against full court pressure, leading 85-73 over Northwest Missouri State. Henry with it in the backcourt. Trying to stay away from defenders. Brings it across the timeline. Guarded by Coleman. Giving her some space. Henry continues to dribble with it. Now expires the dribble. Gives it up for Drew Clark. And Clark will be fouled by Haggard. That'll be the third on Jalen Haggard. And it will send Clark to the free throw line, who is 1 of 4 from there tonight. 52 seconds to go, 85-73, Missouri Southern's lead. First free throw by Clark is good. 10 points for Clark. She's the fourth player in double-digit scoring for Missouri Southern tonight. And the second free throw is good as well. 87-73, Missouri Southern. Northwest Missouri State with the ball. 48 seconds to go. Coleman on the right side. To McAndrews, top of the key. Fakes on a three. Now kicks it over to McConkie, left side. McConkie to the baseline. Out top, Coleman. A three on the way for Coleman. That one's off right. And a rebound for Bergie for Missouri Southern. She'll hand it for Drew Clark. And Northwest is going to fall to 1-12 on the season overall. 0-5 in the MIAA. Green with it out near the center circle with 22 seconds to go. Over to Henry on the right side, who's had a career night in scoring for Missouri Southern. Now to Drew Clark. Six on the shot clock. Clark gives it for Bergie. Bergie, kick into the corner. Maydew takes the three, and it's good. Jensen Maydew with 10 points in the ball game. It's a 90-73 game. And a quick stoppage of play here. Now Northwest will inbound. Bring it across midcourt. McConkie with it. Over to the left side. McAndrews, and that'll do it. Your final score, 90-73. Missouri Southern with the win over Northwest Missouri State. We owe you a timeout. We'll be back to the Leggett and Platt Center in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
90-73, our final score. Missouri Southern with the win over Northwest Missouri State. With the win, Missouri Southern moves to 6-7 on the year, 3-2 in the MIAA. And as I mentioned, for Northwest Missouri State, they fall to 1-12 and 0-5. We're back for the postgame show. After this, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims, assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management and retirement planning as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com. Support for today's game also comes from Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Nellestein served Northwest Missouri for 20 years and specializes in the treatment of leg ailments including varicose veins, spider veins, restless legs, leg ulcers, and blood clots. For a consultation, 816-291-4149. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. And from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or compassdentalgroup.com. Support also comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. Also from Northwest Campus Dining, offering Chick-fil-A and the J.W. Jones Student Union. From chicken sandwiches to their new frosted lemonade, Chick-fil-A is open to Northwest students and the Maryville community. More information is at nwcampusdining.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
back in Joplin, 90-73, the final. Missouri Southern with a win over the Northwest Missouri State women. And John, when it comes right down to it, I know we talked about it a little bit during the game, but Missouri Southern's ability to take the ball to the hole tonight is what did Northwest in.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely. They just got too many points inside, either off of just the layups or working the ball into the post and getting some good looks there. Missouri Southern was able to convert on that. It really wasn't until, I think, probably the fourth quarter when Northwest kind of moved out of into a 2-3 zone where they made things a little bit tougher for Missouri Southern inside. By that point, I think a lot of the damage had been done. You have to like some of the fight that the Northwest women had in this game, though. In the fourth quarter, they used an 11-0 run, got back to within 10. But then Missouri Southern closed things out on a 10-3 run to pick up the win.
90-73, the final. Missouri Southern's win over Northwest. We're back with the Extra Effort Award right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. And from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center. Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, and Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pitsautobody.com. Also from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information on Mazingo is at MazingoLake.com. And from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile corner south of Maryville. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, supplying ink, toner, shipping services, and website design. Rapid Elite also provides design and printing for business forms, brochures, booklets, letterhead, and more. More online at RapidElitemaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back at the Leggett and Platt Center in Joplin, Missouri, 90-73, the final. Missouri Southern with a win over Northwest Missouri State. It is time for our Extra Effort Award, and John, is Claire getting into the starting lineup tonight and finishing up with a pretty strong game, Kehlani Mahava.
No doubt about it. Took advantage of getting the start. She ends up 5 of 8 from the field, ended up with 6 rebounds, 11 points, a career high for a point total. Also had a block in the game, played 21 minutes, and really did a lot when she was out on the floor. And hopefully we'll see more of that as the season goes along, but Mayava really responding well to getting a start tonight.
Bearcats had 4 players in double-digit scoring. Jalen Haggard with 21 points, had 4 three-pointers. 20 points for Tanya Meyer. She had 3 threes, also 8 rebounds, and 11 points for Kylie Coleman as well, who hit 3 three-pointers tonight. On the other side, Missouri Southern led by a career high from Chelsea Henry, who finished with 27 points. This segment is underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company, a brewer of German-style lagers and ales. Brewery founder and Northwest graduate Steve Holly uses imported German malts and hops, along with traditional old-world brewing methods to help achieve authentic flavor. More at kcbier.com. Again, our final score from the women's matchup, 90-73. Missouri Southern with the win over Northwest Missouri State. The two men's teams getting ready for their matchup. We do the same when we come back. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196 and from Pizza Hut in Maryville. In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. dine-in carryout or delivery is available. More online at pizzahut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information is available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri in their homes or at one of their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mount City, or Rockport, or at tiffanycare.com. And from the Northwest Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, encouraging drivers to avoid texting, making phone calls, or other distractions behind the wheel to create a safer roadways throughout the region. More information is available at savemolives.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber Services is at 660-562-0300. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5-mile corner south of Maryville.